Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Richard Burke has been sentenced to 15 years in prison with the last 12 months suspended for the manslaughter of Jasmine McMonagall in Donegal in 2019. A parish priest in Derry says the community of Gallia is pulling together after the death of 21-year-old Rebecca Brown, who died after being hit by a Garda car in Buncrana in the early hours of yesterday morning. Meanwhile, a commitment has been given that the 10T road project will progress this year. And the immigration of young people in West Donegal is at an epidemic stage. That's according to one local councillor. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First news though, a 32-year-old man has been sentenced to 15 years in prison with the last 12 months suspended for the manslaughter of his on and off partner in Donegal in 2019. Richard Burke of Killigordon was found guilty of manslaughter by reason of diminished responsibility in March of this year. Maria Cleary reports.
28-year-old Jasmine McMonagall was strangled and beaten to death in her home in County Donegal in the early hours of the 4th of January 2019 while her two daughters were asleep upstairs. Her on and off partner Richard Burke was found guilty of manslaughter by reason of diminished responsibility in March of this year. The court heard Mr. Burke suffered with delusional disorder and cannabis-induced psychosis. In handing down the sentence, Justice Paul Byrne said there was a history of aggression towards the victim. The court heard Mr. Burke told friends he'd like to throw Miss McMonagall in front of a bus and that he wished to strangle her. Judge Byrne said Richard Burke knew what he was doing, knew it was wrong and could have stopped himself. He sentenced him to 15 years in prison with the last 12 months suspended. Before release, Mr. Burke will undergo a psychiatric assessment. In a written statement, the McMonagall family said nothing will bring their beautiful Jasmine back and all they can do now is make sure she is never forgotten. Mairead Cleary at the Central Criminal Court.
A parish priest in Derry says the community of Gallia is pulling together after the death of 21-year-old Rebecca Brown, who died after being hit by a Garda car in Buncrana in the early hours of yesterday morning. The young hairdresser was struck by the patrol car while walking close to Ludden Beach at around 3:15 a.m. A post-mortem is due to be carried out on her body today. The collision is now the subject of a GSOC investigation. Father Michael McCahy of Three Patrons Parish in Derry knows the family and he spoke earlier on today's 9 till noon show.
When you go down to the street where she lived, to enter the home, beside the many friends of her age, of just shedding tears, sharing the stories of their memories of this young lady, and just again asking why or what is wrong on there, but again just their sense of community and their sense of offering support and their own way to each other. And that's so important just to our young people, and like them they ask the questions of what has happened here and where do we go from here, and just for them it's just an important of being together. So the young hairdresser, evidently well respected and, as I say, bubbly in life, I'm terribly told, and just loved that sense of company, that sense of family and the friends of each other.
A minute's silence was held at today's meeting of the Inishowen Municipal District following the fatal crash. Councillor Rena Donaghy said unfortunately Buncrana is no stranger to tragedies and offered her sympathies to all involved. A commitment has been given that the 10T road project will progress this year. Fianna Fáil in Donegal say they've also been given a specific guarantee that the government will very carefully consider the need for a second bridge over the Swilly in Letterkenny. Last night, councillors and county executive members met with Junior Minister Jack Chambers. County Executive PRO Gav McGowan says issues including defective block redress and the need for balanced regional development were also raised. He says Minister Chambers was confident that the 10T project will be approved in the coming months.
Minister Chambers listened to all our issues and the various aspects that we want to see covered in the policy. He said that before the summer is out, it will go to government for approval and it will go to the planning stage this year. And then, of course, the plan will be submitted then inclusively of all different aspects whenever that plan stage is completed. So it was great to get that reassurance from Minister Chambers and to to put Donegal to the forefront on this policy.
Central to that long-term TEN-T project, and the local aspiration is going to be that bridge over the Swilly, that second bridge that's seen as absolutely crucial to resolving the traffic woes in Letterkenny. Was there anything specific said to the Minister or by the Minister about it?
No, absolutely. A number of councillors made contributions in relation to a second bridge crossing the River Swilly. It was a big point throughout the meeting, and the Minister did take on the points. Obviously, he could make no promises at that meeting, but he did say that it would be something that he would be looking at, and I think everyone knows that that is something that has to be done in order to combat the traffic and congestion that is in Letterkenny.
Immigration of young people in West Donegal is at an epidemic stage. That's according to Councillor Murray Trez-Gallagher, who's urging Donegal County Council to work with Uttaris na Gael Tochtha and other agencies to tackle economic deprivation and high immigration in the west of the county. Councillor Gallagher says every economic profile highlights the fact that West Donegal has the country's lowest disposable income rates and is also at the bottom when it comes to other economic indicators, but nothing is being done to tackle them. She says there must be a concerted effort to ensure opportunities exist for future generations.
We've been talking about and calling for a forum to be set up or a steering group to look at the economic development of the west of the county. Immigration now of our young people is at an epidemic stage. It's our responsibility, and it's the council and it's Uthras and all of those bodies coming together to come and see how we stop the tide of our young people leaving and put policies in place to ensure that there's opportunity here in West Donegal for the next generation.
Can Donegal County Council take the lead on this and push it to the fore? Are you getting any sense from council officials that they're willing to take this one head on themselves?
To say I'm disappointed that nothing has happened over the last number of years would be an understatement. You know, unfortunately, when the socioeconomic profile of the county has been done up, not alone as West Donegal at the bottom of all of the statistics, but you know, Donegal itself needs an economic strategy. There are people working on this, and there's an economic development section within the council that's doing an awful lot of good work. But I think at a wider level, I think that we need to have all authorities, not just 10 or 12 or 13 people in a county this size. What I was calling for, Donal, is to look at the west of the county, to put people in place, to come up with strategies, to work with all of the educators, Uthras na Gael Tochtha, all of those coming together, see if there's a plan that we can put in place so that we can stop these statistics coming out year after year where, you know, it's the most deprived area and lowest disposable income. If we don't start, we'll never get to turn around those statistics.
The Taoiseach says artificial intelligence could solve GP shortages in the future. Leo Radker was speaking about the possible benefits and consequences of artificial intelligence, and he believes the pros outweigh the cons. The Irish College of General Practitioners last week says there is a chronic shortage of doctors. But speaking to the leading podcast in the UK, Leo Radker suggested it may get solved by AI in the next decade.
And it's already picking up patterns and markers that we didn't know existed before, just because it's so smart. And, you know, I think you're not that far away from people being able to have medical consultations with avatars. You know, it's extraordinary if you think about it in terms of the practical applications that are possible from AI. We may see the doctor shortage not being as big a problem in 5 or 10 years' time as it is now.
Police are appealing for information after four people were hospitalised following a crash in Castlederg in the early hours of yesterday morning. At around 3:30 a.m, police received a report of a single vehicle collision in the Strabane Road area. The four people were taken to hospital for treatment to injuries sustained. Anyone who witnessed the crash or has CCTV or dashcam footage which could assist with the investigation is asked to come forward. Donegal ETB has confirmed it is amenable to the idea of relocating the Lifford Youth Reach Service to Strabane as a short-term solution. The lease for the current premises in the Diamond Lifford is due to expire, and as of yet, a suitable premises has not been identified. Councillor Gary Doherty told a recent ETB meeting that it would make much more sense to move into Strabane rather than to relocate to somewhere like Letterkenny. He says the service is a vital one for the area and it must not be lost.
So many young people, young adults from the East Donegal region have gone through the youth reach system and find it so, so valuable to have it. In Lifford, the ETB have been liaising between Donegal County Council and various other bodies looking for another suitable premises. But as of yet, no other premises have been found. If we're looking at this logically, Lifford and Strabane, it's essentially one large urban area. We're split only by the river. I don't see any reason at all why Donegal ETV can't be thinking outside the box a wee bit. And rather than limiting ourselves to that invisible borderline down the river, looking at Strabane for potential premises which could be used on a short-term basis before we can find a more longer-term solution back in Lifford.
Are there potentially issues with insurance, maybe issues with the fact that a state body in the Republic would have what would be a formal official presence in Northern Ireland? Could that cause problems, or can all that be overcome?
Well, one of the issues that I raised with the chief executive of Donegal ETB was that I'm fully aware that this is probably without precedent. I would look at it no different than, for example, an ETB in Cork looking to have a temporary premises in Kerry. And thankfully, the chief executive of Donegal ETB was open to the process. She said that the ETB itself did not see the fact that it was in a different jurisdiction as a barrier, and they were open to the process. And if we can find now a suitable premises, then the ETB have indicated very strongly that they're willing to look at it.
A new data protection framework between the EU and US should be fully functional by this summer. The European Commission's plans come after Meta, Facebook's parent company, was fined €1.2 billion. It's in relation to the transfer of personal data across the Atlantic and is the largest ever EU privacy fine. Meta says it will appeal the decision by the Irish Data Protection Commission. Christine Wigand, European Commission spokesperson, says the new framework will ensure the strict protection of the private life of citizens.
We are in the process of finalising this framework with the US. The safeguards that we have negotiated with the United States and that we're planning to put in place address the issues that were specifically identified by the Court of Justice.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. Donegal's Oisin Gallan has been nominated for the GAA's Player of the Week. The McCool's man kicked 4 points on Saturday at Cusick Park in Ennis, helping his side to victory in their All-Ireland Championship opener against Clare. Mayo's Aidan O'Shea and Galway's Paul Conroy are the other nominees. The winner will be announced tomorrow. Well, along with Gallan, Kieran Thompson and Owen Van Geller were all named on the Team of the Week. Donegal supporters will feel Sean Patton was unlucky not to be included. Kerry keeper Shane Ryan was named in goals, while Tyrone's Conor Myler is the only player from the Red Hand County named in the 15. And there'll be more Gaelic Games talk tonight with Brendan Devaney on the DL debate, rounding up all the weekend's action. Former Donegal star John Gilday will be in studio to look at that one for Donegal and Clare. While Donegal ladies minor manager Declan McDermott will be telling us all about his side's Ulster success. That's the DL debate here on Highland Live after the 7 o'clock news this evening. Leicester City are 3 points from safety ahead of their Premier League meeting with Newcastle tonight. The Foxes are second from bottom on the table, while the hosts only need a point to guarantee Champions League football next season. Leicester manager Dean Smith believes his players are doing everything they can to ensure survival.
Listen, I don't need to pay homage to these players. You know, I've inherited a squad, I've not brought any of them in. So, you know, I can openly criticise them if I need to. I don't feel I need to, and I choose not to, because the work ethic I see is there.
Kick-off at St James's Park is at 8 o'clock. Real Madrid have lodged a complaint with the public prosecutor regarding the racist abuse aimed at Vinicius Jr. last night. The Brazilian has branded La Liga and Spain as racist after he was subjected to the abuse in Real's 1-0 defeat away to Valencia. Real Madrid say such attacks constitute a hate crime. Valencia say they will ban for life any fans found to have racially abused Vinicius Jr. during that game. John Daly is set to be confirmed as the new permanent manager of St Patrick's Athletic. The former Dundee United striker was placed in interim charge earlier this month following Tim Clancy's departure. Since then, Pats have won 3 out of 4 to move up to fourth in the SSE Airtricity Premier Division. Irish official Michelle O'Neill has been confirmed as an assistant referee for the Women's Champions League final. Along with Dutch official Franca Overton, she will assist referee Cheryl Foster for the meeting of Barcelona and Wolfsburg, which will take place and Eindhoven in Holland. On the golf front, Brooks Koepka has moved up 31 places in the latest world rankings. The American is up to 44th, from 44th to 13th, excuse me, after his triumph at the PGA Championship last night. After ending in a tie for second, Scotty Scheffler's back to the top of the rankings as John Rahm slips to second. Finally, just some of the other sporting headlines today. Ferrari are reportedly preparing a £40 million offer to lure Lewis Hamilton to race for them in Formula One. The British driver's contract with Mercedes expires at the end of the year. He has yet to agree a new deal. Organisers of next year's Paris Olympics are reportedly planning on installing the Olympic flame on the Eiffel Tower. And Mark Cavendish will retire at the end of the current season. He's recorded 53 Grand Tour stage wins to date and has joined top of the all-time list of stage victories in the Tour de France. That's your sport, McKillan.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, Donegal County Council is being urged to restore public services to Buncrana. Councillor Jack Murray says the frequency of maintenance services such as mowing and street sweeping has slipped back since 2014 when the Buncrana Town Council was abolished. There was much debate on the issue at today's meeting of the Inishowen Municipal District. Speaking earlier, Councillor Murray praised council staff and local Tidy Town volunteers but said they can only do so much.
It's always been a concern since the abolition of the Town Council, and I think it was a retrograde step at the time, that the services could be reduced, and I think we're seeing somewhat of a realisation of that. The street sweeping has started to be reduced. The likes of the mower for the town, the lawnmower is getting shared with Mobile, which obviously leads to a reduction in the amount of days that can be used. I don't think we have enough gardening staff year-round. The amount of grass that we have in the town now has doubled with the increase in the size of Swans Park. So I think we need staff to reflect that. So at next Monday's council plenary sitting at the Donegal County Council, I'm going to move a motion to review the services in the town since the abolition of the town council, see if there's any shortfalls since that time, and if we do identify any shortfalls, I'll be proposing that we move to fill those gaps.
It's an exciting time for Buncrana anyway, with the shorefront getting underway.
In fairness to the council, they've invested a lot in the future of Buncrana. We will hopefully see the shorefront development moving upwards of €20 million investment, coupled with the new leisure centre. It'll be fantastic with the new school going in there, and we do have Swan Park, which is a fantastic amenity. But I do think we just need to keep on top of the day-to-day maintenance of the town. The staff that we have are fantastic. We just need more of them, more hours there. The Tidy Towns volunteers in Buncrana are second to none. We can't be clawing back. We can't lose what we've already had. So I think it's important that we focus on that and again, let Buncrana flourish and become the national tourist destination that I think it can be.
It's understood police looking for Madeleine McCann are to begin searching a reservoir in Portugal near to where she went missing in 2007. The three-year-old disappeared while on holiday with her family in Praia da Luz. Divers are now ready to start a two-day operation in an area where the main suspect used to visit. Sky's Aisne Hernag has more.
This will be the first major search in this investigation since about 2014. It's our understanding that detectives from Scotland Yard will also be present, but at this stage their involvement is simply a watching brief.
€2.8 million has been paid to 820 farmers across six blanket bog special areas of conservation in the northwest to develop an integrated land use programme which benefits farmers and the environment. Payments were linked to the environmental quality of the farm, looking at biodiversity, water quality and climate regulation, as well as pressures on the site. The better the environmental condition of the land, the higher the payment the farmer receives. Average payments per farmer were just over €3,000. The pilot scheme is being administered by Life IP Wild Atlantic Nature. Project manager is Dr. Derek McLaughlin, and he says the payments will work to reward the hard work of farmers.
We often hear about maybe the negative aspects in terms of biodiversity and water quality and climate in terms of farming. In terms of what are farmers delivering, particularly in the northwest there, where you've got expansive areas of peatlands that deliver so much from a carbon perspective, obviously that relates to climate, from biodiversity, and indeed water quality as well.
In terms of the projects you're involved in, they're stretching right across the region from Donegal down into Connacht, projects that are almost €3 million have been spent on over the past 2 years.
That reflects the importance of these areas as well. And indeed, in Wild Atlantic Nature, it is just a pilot project. It's one that looks to develop models that works best you know, for our biodiversity, and but for our farmers particularly, you know, they're very much the first port of call. But in relation to this money that has been spent, that's very much about trying to align our different policies, because we often hear on the ground, and farmers often hear in one cap cycle that maybe they should do this, that the monies relate to the production of one type or another, whereas now we're very much looking at aligning our policies so that the messages for farmers, they may be their payments ultimately should relate to what they're actually delivering on the ground. You know, where a farmer, for example, delivers high quality habitats, you know, high quality peatlands, so we're very much looking to do is align those to reward farmers for those, and then incentivize farmers to actually improve where they're willing to and where they want to.
Weather night, dry today with good spells of sunshine. Highest temperatures of 13 to 15 degrees in moderate northwest breezes. The closing headlines this evening: a 32-year-old man has been sentenced to 15 years in prison, with the last 12 months suspended for the manslaughter of his on and off partner in Donegal in 2019. Richard Burke of Killigordon was found guilty of manslaughter by reason of diminished responsibility in March of this year. A parish priest in Derry says the community of Gaia is pulling together after the death of 21-year-old Rebecca Brown, who died after being hit by a Garda car in Buncrana in the early hours of yesterday morning. The young hairdresser was struck by the patrol car while walking close to Ludden Beach at around 3:15 a.m. A commitment has been given that the 10T road project will progress this year. Fianna Fáil and Donegal say they've also been given a specific guarantee that the government will very carefully consider the need for a second bridge over the Swilly in Letterkenny. And the immigration of young people in West Donegal is at an epidemic stage. That's according to Councillor Mary Therese Gallagher, who is urging Donegal County Council to work with Uteras na Gaeltachta and other agencies to tackle economic deprivation and high immigration in the west of the county. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Monday evening, May the 22nd. The death has taken place of John Eddie McGlynn, 4 Ardcolan Kill, Fintown, Donegal. John will repose at his home this evening from 6 o'clock. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning in St Columbkill's Chapel, Fintown. Burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Rosary each night at 9 o'clock. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on the parish Facebook page. The death has taken place of Barry Gately O'Sullivan, Carolina, Black Farm, Buncrana. His remains will repose at McLaughlin and Loughlin Funeral Directors, Buncrana, with viewing tonight from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Removal from there tomorrow morning to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with cremation afterwards in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McLaughlin and Loughlin Funeral Directors. The Funeral Mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Anne McBride, née McGill, Woodhouse, Ardra, reposing at her home until 8 o'clock tonight. Removal from her home to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 for funeral mass at 1 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Anne's funeral mass can be viewed live on mcmmedia.tv. The death has occurred of John McGonigal, Tirawee, Glenealy. Funeral leaving from his late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Boken Kildaff at 11 o'clock. Interment in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of flowers if so desired, to Ard Aving Alzheimer's Unit, Cardonna Hospital, care of Liam Collins or any family member. John's funeral mass can be viewed live on kildaffparish.com. The death has taken place of Barbara Grimes, née Herity, the Glebe, Letterkenny. Funeral mass in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the family plot in Newleck Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital. House private, please, at the request of the deceased to family and close friends. The death has occurred of Kathleen Cassie Malloy Mahara Beg Burnfoot. Kathleen is reposing at her home. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:15 to St Mary's Church Fawn for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Cassie's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. And the death has occurred of Margaret Gilchrist, née Kelly, formerly Ballycarrigan. Funeral Mass is at St Margaret's Church, Dunfermline, Scotland, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Funeral Mass will be streamed live on mcmmedia.tv. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.